With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. The markets took a big dive today on worries about a weak jobs report, frets about increasing global tensions, and poor performance from tech stocks. Bankrate.com senior economic analyst Mark Hamrick says it's a tough day for financial markets.
Financial markets are in a bit of a tizzy, with investors worrying whether perhaps worst-case scenario recession's already begun, and it's hard to make that case. But it could be that a more pronounced slowdown than expected is underway.
Friday's report from the Labor Department showed that employers added just 114,000 jobs in July, far fewer than the 175,000 forecasters had expected, and that unemployment rose to 4.3%, the highest since October 2021. At a news conference, Ronald Rowe, acting Secret Service Director, said they did not know a gunman was at Donald Trump's rally in Butler.
Based on what I know right now, neither the Secret Service counter-sniper teams nor members of the former president's security detail had any knowledge that there was a man on the roof of the AGR building with a firearm.
Rose said the agency takes full responsibility for the security failure at Trump's campaign rally in Butler, Pennsylvania on July 13th, and he pledged to make changes that could require new investments in personnel and equipment. The Pentagon announced that the U.S. will move a fighter jet squadron to the Middle East and maintain an aircraft carrier in the region. President Biden is making good on his promise to beef up the American military presence to help defend Israel from possible attacks by Iran and its proxies and to safeguard U.S. troops. Again, a rough day on Wall Street as the Dow was down by 610 points. The Nasdaq dropped 417. This is SRN News. There's a transgender controversy at the Olympic Games.
An Italian female boxer surrendered just after 46 seconds in her bout against an Algerian who's suspected of being born male. Angela Carini didn't shake her opponent's hand after the decision was announced, but cried in the ring on her knees. She later said she had never felt such strong punches. The Algerian boxer was already a divisive presence at the Paris Games after being barred from the 2023 World Championships after failing a gender eligibility test. Jeremy House, SRN News.
A near total abortion ban will remain on hold in Utah after the state Supreme Court ruled the law should remain blocked until a lower court can assess its constitutionality. With the decision, abortion remains legal for up to 18 weeks. The trigger law that remains on hold would prohibit abortions except in cases when the mother's life is at risk. SRN News. There's been a split verdict in a baby abandonment case involving Major League Hall of Fame pitcher Dennis Eckersley's daughter.
Jurors found 27-year-old Alexandra Eckersley guilty of reckless conduct, endangering the welfare of a child, and falsifying physical evidence, but not guilty of two assault charges. Eckersley had testified during her trial last month that she did not know she was pregnant and thought the child had died after she gave birth on Christmas night in 2022. A psychologist testified that Eckersley was suffering from substance use disorder and mental health and developmental issues. Eckersley is the daughter of Baseball Hall of Fame pitcher Dennis Eckersley. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
A federal judge ruled that Florida's transgender health care ban discriminates against state employees and violates their civil rights. The lawsuit was filed in 2020 by three current and former state employees. More details at SRNnews.com.